The top Nordic skiers in the country will be descending on Anchorage this coming weekend for the U.S. Cross Country Championships. About 500 skiers are expected to participate. The events kick off at Kincaid Park with a classic sprint on Saturday morning. John Quinley is the spokesperson for the event. He says the snow is in great shape.
You know, it's going to be cold, probably in the single digits, certainly for the sprint races on Saturday, which might make it a little bit slower skiing than some folks might hope for, but certainly better than some of the previous winters we've had here, where you know, you could sort of see the leaves through the snow. This is looking good right now.
How important would you say these races are for top college skiers and other Nordic athletes from around the country?
This is sort of the premier event of the year. This is the U.S. National Championships. Talking about skiers moving up into the U.S. ski team for college skiers. A couple of these races count towards NCAA championship points in their effort to qualify for that. And for junior skiers, younger skiers, it's an opportunity to make the competition teams for international competition. So it's this brings out the best skiers in the United States, and Anchorage will host it this year and next year as well. You know, these will be skiers who are prepping and hoping for a position on the United States Olympic team.
You mentioned that you have expecting 500 skiers. Are there any local Alaska names that we could be expecting to see?
Well, there are. Of course, probably the best-known Alaska skier is Keegan Randall, and she will be skiing at least the first three races, the sprint and the two longer races. She won a World Cup competition last year, has been to the Olympics, and expects to go again when the Olympics, Winter Olympics are in Canada. Some of her teammates from Alaska Pacific University, Taz Mannix, and others will be out there. And then a lot of local high school, top high school skiers and UAA students, skiers will be competing as well.
What about spectators? Do you have any idea how many you might be expecting?
I suspect that, you know, certainly Saturday's sprint will bring out several hundred people. It's a chance to see the best skiers in the country, as well as a lot of local talent that will be going head-to-head. The sprints is a easy set of events to watch because from the stadium at Kincaid, you can see most of the race. There's a little section of it which turns up into the trees and the hills for a couple of few hundred meters, but most of it is visible, and the races are fast. They're over within, you know, each heat is maybe going to be 3 or 4 minutes long, and the races are sometimes decided by the length of a ski boot, so they're really exciting to watch.
Are there any long-term benefits to Anchorage skiers for hosting this event?
Well, it's a chance for Anchorage skiers to ski against the best competition in the country and to do it in their own backyard. And it's a chance for younger skiers to really see what, you know, to have something to aspire to look at older college age students and beyond and see where training can really take you. And I think it's great to be able to show that off to Anchorage as a pursuit, both for elite racing level and also just to, I think any of us who get out and ski and sort of huff and puff our way around, you know, dozens and dozens of miles of trails in Anchorage. It's amazing to just go out and watch other people do it with such incredible speed and ease. It's almost like a different species out there skiing. You know, you think of yourself slogging up a hill, and then you watch these elite skiers in the nation sort of whip by in about a half a minute, and you just can't believe that they're actually doing the same sport you are. And it's really fun to watch. A little discouraging maybe in some ways, but a lot of fun.
John Quinley is a spokesperson for the U.S. Cross Country Ski Championships, which will kick off at Kincaid Park on Saturday morning. Thank you for joining us, John.
My pleasure.